It's time to hack the movies. Today, we're talking about tapes with Tony and Johanna and What's-His-Face.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talking About Tapes. I'm here with regular Johanna. Hello.
Hi, Tony.
I'm so glad our fans saved you, and I'm so sorry our fans killed you, depending on how the results of the Spiral episode went. We're filming this before we get the results.
I'm not even mad if I die. I'm just mad because I think it's funnier when I live because of what I say. Like, that was my best acting.
Yes. And we're back with Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
I don't know if you know this, but Sean brags about his goddamn podcast all the time. So just let him go with it. Sean, what's your podcast?
I don't know if you want to watch the Conjuring episode. I talk about it a lot, but yeah. If not, it's called Movie Dumpster. Go to moviedumpsterpodcast.com. Wink, wink, nudge,
yeah.
Nudge.
Yeah, these guys come on with their podcast. Like, yeah. Who cares? Like,
yeah.
Who cares?
Especially people who make Godzilla ones. Like, what?
Well, no, those are cool. Like, you guys should actually check. Well, Sean was actually on our Godzilla podcast.
Oh, yeah, it was my birthday one. Yes,
Castzilla versus the Pod Monster. You get it at castzilla.com. And this show is also a podcast. I want to remind everyone, hackmovies.com or wherever you find your podcast, these shows now have their own podcast feed. So many podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
There are more podcasts than there are Warner Brothers characters in the new Space Jam movie.
You know what? You're right.
There's probably more in this movie than there are.
Well, this one's just limited to Looney Tunes. Well, they didn't go crazy in this one.
No, not at all.
It's going to be funny a year or two from now when you say Space Jam. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, that first one was pretty normal, but the second one was weird because this is the weirdest concept for a film ever.
We're going to have like a Ghostbuster situation where you're going to have these people walking around that think anytime you mention Ghostbusters, you're talking about 2016 instead of that's going to happen with Space Jam.
I don't think anybody actually does
Sean.
They do it. Sean. I've been on the internet.
Unless it's a neckbearded guy on YouTube, if someone says Ghostbusters, they're not talking about 2016.
All right. I'll take your word.
If you were to go to a normal person just in the wilderness and they say Ghostbusters, they're probably going to talk about original Ghostbusters.
I'm a lady and I don't even think of that movie.
Maybe I'm sorry, because
you would think that
the only people who think about that movie are the people who complain about it.
Sure, I guess not to go off on that whole side tangent. I'm talking about people that are probably not watching this show, to be fair. That are in the younger people.
Oh, God. Speaking of which, we were all younger people once. And we,
I keep looking at Lola. Why is she posed like that?
She is.
Because she's sexy.
She's gorgeous. And shut up about my waifu.
She's stunning and brave.
She's stunning and brave. Well, now she's stunning and brave. She used to be gorgeous, though.
I mean, you're talking about Lola, but I mean, that badonkadonk on Michael Jordan
there. No, that's Charles Barkley.
Oh, excuse me. You know I couldn't tell. I saw the Toon Squad uniform and
you know
his
how
ass.
You tell the
that's
difference?
It.
Can you grab me Charles Barkley, please?
I only know because you make him fight Godzilla.
Yeah. Well, no, because so when the toys came out, everyone who was on the Toon Squad got the Toon Squad logo. But there were so many other basketball players, so they just gave him the Space Jam logo.
Ah.
That, and he has a mustache, and it's Charles Barkley. Anyway.
All right.
So we were kids, and I like to think in the mid-90s, this was probably like the biggest movie marketed toward us that
could
think of before Episode One or Godzilla.
What year did it come out?
Yeah.
This came out, I want to say 96. Oh. 96.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I was 8?
I was 6. Yeah, or 7, or one of those two. Yeah.
Yeah, depending on the month.
Yeah. Now, we all know the new Space Jam exists to sell Warner Brothers stuff and HBO Max subscriptions, right?
So the new Space Jam reminds me of Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet.
I didn't see that. I heard it was terrible.
Okay, well, just look at the commercials or anything for it.
Oh, no,
it's just like, hello, I'm Disney, and this is all our IPs. And
this looks like
I have this and buy this and whatever. That's literally what they're doing.
And
for
this
Space
looks
Jam
like
2.
Ready Player One.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
Well, that one is just like, here's
don't they make the Iron Giant like shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Trash movie.
Fights Godzilla or Mechagodzilla.
Yeah. Well, that one, it was just like, oh, yeah, all your favorite characters, as long as they're tied to Warner Brothers properties, are here in Ready Player One. Except for the Looney Tunes for some reason.
They had to save them for Space Jam, too.
Space Jam. So this movie exists also just to sell shit. This is to sell Nikes, Air Jordans, Hanes. There's a whole line of dialogue that tries to just sell all of them. And this basically exists because Nike did two ads with Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny.
Air Jordan and Air Jordan.
Who'd you expect? On my foot?
And that was to kind of like test the waters to see if people were still into Looney Tunes.
Well, they were also to sell Air Jordans. Like, and let's sell not Air Jordans,
but also they were like, because I was reading, someone wanted to do this idea, the director and stuff wanted to do this, but Warner Brothers didn't want to modernize Bugs Bunny, so they did these commercials as like a testing ground. And I guess they did really, really well because they made this stupid goddamn movie. This was huge. This movie was gigantic if you were a kid. I'm sure if you're an adult, you probably sat in the theater going, what is this stupid bullshit?
Why did I breed?
They're like, I don't know. I remember Bugs Bunny as a kid and he wasn't playing basketball. It was weird. Because at that point, what you call it, Cartoon Network and stuff, they were replaying Looney Tunes all the time. All the time. Without those disclaimers, right? Damn PC culture. Anyway.
Oh my God.
And Michael Jordan at the time was gigantic.
Oh yeah.
He was like, even me who didn't really watch sports, I knew who Michael Jordan was. He was like the Dan Marino of basketball at that time. And Dan
He's
Marino.
Literally like the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I can't name any others to argue. I mean, I can name other basketball players, but we'll get into Charles Barkley.
I was going to say maybe Kobe Bryant, RIP, but yeah. I mean, I've kind of fallen off basketball for the last like 15 years. Maybe LeBron, who's going to be in the sequel. He's another one that comes to mind.
People really like
I watch
LeBron.
Hockey.
I don't watch any sports. I kind of enjoy them all for what they are, but I get too angry if I get too committed. So I just drop them entirely.
At the bar the other night, they had monster trucks on. And I was getting real invested in it. Like, I was like, oh, man, the shark truck. I hope he gets the highest truck.
You're so annoying.
Those are the sports I like. But, yeah, even me as a kid who hated sports, didn't like it. I love this movie. Well, when I was a kid. I've now rewatched it for the first time in many, 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 many years.
They also don't really, like, so obviously the focus is on them playing basketball, but it's not actual rules of basketball, because there's so many fouls and stuff that goes on. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Johanna, the rules of basketball were the things that stood out in this movie.
Yeah, there wasn't a single flagrant call. No time. There was, like, one time out at the end.
This movie starts off kind of competently. It starts off with a flashback of Michael Jordan playing in his backyard.
Yeah.
And his dad comes in. His dad was like a baseball player, I think. He's like, what are you doing, son? He's like, I'm preparing for the future. And he predicts everything he's going to do when he grows up. He's like, I'm going to go to this school and I'm going to play basketball and I'm going to be on a championship team and then I'm going to fly.
He said he was going to play baseball,
and
too,
then play
right?
baseball.
Just
right.
Like his dad or whatever it was.
What he left out was, I'm going to hang out with Bugs Bunny. And his dad would have been
and totally accept it too.
Yeah, and his dad would have been like, my kid thinks Bugs Bunny's real. He's way too old for that.
Well, did he know, Tony. Huh? Little did he know.
And then he also leaves out, I'm possibly going to have illegitimate kids abroad at some point. Was that ever proven?
I have no idea.
Someone came out saying they were Michael Jordan's kid.
All I remember with him is just like he had a severe gambling problem.
It lines up.
Yeah.
I did want to mention, you said the word, but then you kind of trailed off. You mentioned he wanted to fly.
Oh, yes, he wanted to fly.
The very famous song we all know was played on the radio repeatedly at the time.
Fly, I can hear.
No, not that one.
Well, I believe I can fly.
Oh, that's what it is.
By R.
The other one happens later.
Right, there's Fly Like an Eagle later on.
By I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. I haven't heard any new songs by him recently. Is he up to anything?
But anyway, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That whole, like, he's playing baseball and stuff like that actually, like, happened.
I remember that. I remember when he came out of retirement, too.
His dad died, and then he went to play baseball.
Right.
Because that was, like, a huge thing. Yeah. And then, what was it? My fiance now was telling me, apparently he was,
You're
like,
welcome, by the way.
Suspended for a year, and that's
Joanna met her boyfriend because of me. And then when she was in Disney, she saw like a cool Godzilla thing and she deemed it too expensive to buy for me, and then she got engaged in Disney because of me. And you think she could have just bought me that expensive thing, seeing how I made her life so much happier. Anyway, keep going.
You make
keep,
my life miserable.
Keep going, inconsiderate friend and co-host. Keep
so
going.
Anyway, apparently he was banned or suspended or something for a year, and people are thinking that's the only reason he took off to play baseball.
He had a little bit too much of that Mike's Secret juice.
Water. But also, he wasn't that bad of a baseball player. Like, they make him like crappy in this.
Yeah,
he's only, wasn't he only ever like in double or triple A? Like, I don't think he ever got out of it.
Yeah,
and apparently he stole like 30 bases.
Huh.
That's like pretty good. But also, well, like, he can run because he's playing basketball, so.
And if his dad played baseball and stuff, he probably played a lot of it. So movie, like, up at this point, I'm like, wow, I feel like I'm watching, like, just a life story of Michael Jordan. I'm like, this sounds pretty cool. I'm excited to see where this movie goes. And where does it go? It goes into outer space.
Yeah, it goes Looney Tunes, man. Straight up, like.
So it goes into outer space to a planet, Moron Mountain.
Some Godzilla stuff.
There was? Oh, yeah, it does feel like Godzilla.
Like, go to space, and then it also goes, like, what is it, Hollow Earth?
Yeah, this is a lot like Godzilla.
Wait a minute!
This is Godzilla versus Megalon! You got an alien from space. Anyway, so it goes to space, and space is a cartoon. And I forgot Danny DeVito was the bad guy.
Yeah.
I legitimately forgot that, and he's all like... He's like, why don't people like Moron Mountain anymore? It's this fun amusement park where you die, I guess.
Yeah, they shot the one, rocket down on the ride.
Yeah, it's weird.
And the kid just brushes it off. He's like, don't bring me here anymore. I eat, or whatever it was. And I'm like, okay.
And then he's got little bug aliens around him, and they're like, we don't know what's going on, boss. He's like, we need more entertaining things here.
Why was the one licking his foot?
I don't know. The bigger question is...
Yeah, I mean, these little guys suck. I don't know why he keeps them around.
And the bigger question is, okay, so they're in space. They just watch the Looney Tunes in space?
They happen to put that channel on, I think.
Is this like Galaxy Quest, where they got the signal years later?
That's exactly what I was about to say. Same kind of thing, right?
So the Looney Tunes are just on the screen. And they're like, yeah, the Looney Tunes. He's like, get me the Looney Tunes. They're like, oh, but they're on Earth. And I'm like... They're on Earth? Are they real? I mean, I know the story of this movie, but I'm just like, if I went into this movie blind, I'd be like, oh, that's funny. They're going to go to Earth, but the Looney Tunes are going to be cartoons. And like, they're going to be like, where's the people who made the Looney Tunes? But no, this movie is a lot dumber.
I also want to comment on this quickly, how... You know, it's no Roger Rabbit by any stretch with the way they accomplished the look of this film.
Yeah.
But it looks good for the most part.
Well, there's not a lot of cartoons in the real world. There's only like two or three scenes
right.
of that.
Yeah. I mean, there's some worse stuff when we get further in the movie that I'm sure we'll talk about. But
CGI aged.
That was where I was going with that. The CGI is horrible because they have like this evil corporation that they're sitting in, and it's like a shot of this guy's head. I think his name's like Swash Hammer or something. Yeah. Shit. And it looks horrible surrounded by this awesome 2D art. It's like, what the hell were they thinking?
Yeah. So he sends them on their merry way.
On their quest.
And like you said, they point out Michael Jordan is bad at baseball, when apparently he wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, he's better than I was at baseball. According to this movie, I was really bad at baseball.
But he's also getting, like, help from both teams, like, from his team and the opposing team.
That's right.
The catcher's like, hey, it's a slider. Don't swing. And he's like, huh?
Yeah, everyone loves Michael Jordan in this.
Yeah, I'm reminded of the time that I was over your house and it was like we were all playing wiffle ball or something. It was like your whole family. And you actually hit the ball and like it went pretty far. And I will never forget the way your father's face lit up. Like it was just like, wow, that's my son.
He's like, why couldn't he have done that literally any day before this day?
As he's wiping a tear away.
Like my proudest moment.
Say that with an Italian accent.
Hey, yo, my brother's moment.
That doesn't sound like that.
I don't know. I'm from Jersey.
My dad has like a real Italian accent mixed with South Philly accent.
Yeah, I was going to say super Philly.
It's like super South Philly, but also Calabria, Italy. It's like a weird accent you can't really, really imitate. And then Wayne Knight shows up.
Hello, Newman.
I want you to make sure that nobody bothers Michael. I want him to be the happiest player in the world.
The happiest.
He's apparently an assistant to the publicist, and the publicist sent, like, his PR guy sends him to assist Michael Jordan because we needed a wacky sidekick.
Stan Polak.
In a Looney Tunes movie?
Stan Polak was his name?
Something like that. Podolak something. He says it like four or five times.
Yeah, so he's there to make Michael happy, I guess. And then a cartoon spaceship flies above the field.
And nobody bats an eye. They're just like, huh, that was a little weird.
That's the whole theme with this movie, too. Everybody just kind of like accepts everything. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Instantly.
It made, Looney Tunes.
Look, you know what? It would have made more sense if it was like Roger Rabbit. If like later on, when Michael Jordan first saw the Looney Tunes, like, oh, it's the Looney Tunes. Instead, he's like, Bugs Bunny, you're not real. It's like, okay, well, you saw a cartoon spaceship earlier. Like, I could see if the Looney Tunes existed in this universe, it'd be like, huh, cartoon spaceship. Huh, wonder if it has anything to do with the Looney Tunes. So they go into a parking lot and crash into the ground.
Yeah.
Much like Godzilla versus Kong, they got to enter a portal. And it's the Warner Brothers portal that sent them to the Hollow Earth where Looney Tunes are.
But they don't need Godzilla's atomic breath to get there this time.
No, no, no. And
no gravity spaceship.
So this raises a lot of questions. Does Warner Brothers own the Hollow Earth? Did they make the Looney Tunes or did they discover the Looney Tunes and just broadcast their actions?
Well,
no, I was going to say, there's a scene later where they stop. So I'm assuming they just have cameras.
Oh, I'm getting to that scene. Don't worry. Oh, don't worry. But it's just like, why does Warner Brothers own the center of the earth where all the Looney Tunes live?
I was going to say, you know, we're about to get to it. But when they're talking about how they don't want to become slaves of these aliens, like, aren't they technically already Warner Brothers slaves?
They literally say
they're such a fever dream.
I mean, when you think about it, they're not going to pay
anything. Duck shows his ass and it has the Warner Brothers logo.
He kisses his own ass. And he likes it.
We live in a world where the plot of this movie is, hey, we need to recruit Michael Jordan.
Well, first they got to get the Looney Tunes. So aliens show up.
Well, but yeah. I'm just saying, just like summarizing whatever, but it's, the Looney Tunes need Michael Jordan to play basketball with them because they were stupid and were like, yeah, they're small. This will work. And then they go and steal the talent.
You're jumping ahead.
It's just so stupid.
So
before that, the aliens land. And they're like, hey, we need Bugs Bunny. Have you seen him? And it's like, you guys know who Bugs Bunny is. You watch him all the time. That's Bugs Bunny. But he tricks them. It's pretty funny, but they figure it out pretty quick. And then back on Earth, Michael comes home with his family. Fails to mention that spaceship thing.
Quickly.
Yeah.
I love how Wayne Knight has a fucking no smoking sign and his car is fucking billowing with smoke pulling up. And Michael Jordan's just like, you better get that checked out.
So we see his dog, Charles. Do you guys know the full name of the dog?
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
I didn't pay attention.
You want to tell her what it is?
It's Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. I think that was Michael Jordan's like actual dog's name.
It was just like a fuck you to Barkley because they were just always buddies fucking around with each other.
That's pretty funny. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind someone naming their dog after me. That's funny.
This dog is also like the most powerful creature in this movie.
Oh, really? It also changes sizes, but we're not out of that scene yet. But yeah, so on the TV, they're just like, and today in the news, Michael Jordan sucks. He's the worst. Look at him play baseball. What an asshole. And Michael Jordan's like, all right, kids, let's change the channel.
His kids are just sitting there watching like, oh, yeah, my dad does suck. The guy on the TV is like, yeah, his batting average is .214, the same as his weight. I'm like, okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
for a tall guy, that's okay.
I thought it'd be worse, honestly.
Also, his wife plays Wanda in the Spawn movie. I saw her right away. I'm like, that's Wanda from Spawn.
Kid who's the older, like the oldest son, is probably the worst actor in this entire movie.
Worse than Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Because Michael Jordan's pretty bad.
I mean, Jordan at least is like interacting with people that aren't actually there, so maybe throw him a bone, but yeah, the kid's bad. You're not wrong. Yeah.
But this is where he's like, oh, here you go, Looney Tunes, Roadrunner. But then Porky Pig comes in, he's like, we gotta get out of here, guys, there's a meeting, and then it just stops, and it's like, wait, so are all the Looney Tunes broadcasts live broadcasts?
In the Space Jam universe, they are.
But even like reruns?
Guess so.
That's so bizarre.
I mean, what else do they have to do?
Yeah. So the Looney Tunes find out that they're going to be slaves, like you said. But they they're threatened by the aliens, but they come up with a thing. They do like a whole like how to draw cartoons, but it's like how to enslave cartoons or something.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, we get to defend ourselves in a game. And then you're like, right,
in the rule book.
Yeah. And then Porky Pig's like, well, you know, they're not very tall. And like they finally settle on basketball.
Yeah, I was reading
of all things.
Yes,
I was reading that apparently Chuck Jones of you know, Looney Tunes fame hated the fact that Bugs Bunny was captured and didn't like take them out on their own. He's like, this is very against the character. He would have taken them out one by one. He would have dropped that famous line, "This means war." Instead, like, you know, Chuck, there's the rest of the movie that needs to happen. This isn't just a Bugs Bunny movie.
Yeah.
Although that might have been better.
Chuck needs to be more like Bob Kane was with the Batman movies.
Dead?
He was still alive by the time the third one came out. He just didn't care what they did because he was getting a paycheck.
That's probably what I would have done.
And also he wasn't really... He kind of took the credit for a lot of people's work, but they'll always be like, hey, you know, Batman just machine gunned like a lot of people. Seems out of character. And he's like, go see the movie. Bob Kane. Look at the line for the movie. Yeah, I'll even be in the movie. Put my wife in the movie.
Buy my next house.
See, Chuck Jones, he should have been like, did the check clear? Okay, it's a great movie. Everyone see it. Everyone see it. I would do that if some studio bought Mummy Cop and just completely.
No one's buying Mummy Cop.
But if they did and completely sanitized it and changed the character, I'd be like.
So they make it better?
Well, debatable. But if they were like, hey, we're remaking Mummy Cop, and now it's a strong woman, and they're not a mummy anymore, and we're changing all the characters, I would be like, how many zeros are on the check? Okay, yeah, that's fine. I love it. I'll endorse it. Anyway, I love when they go to learn about basketball. They put like an old film reel on. It's like from when like basketball was super white.
And I love how that's what gives the aliens the idea. They're like, the NBA, okay.
Oh, yeah. So then they start stealing the talent of all the NBA players. So they go Charles Barkley first,
that
right?
That scene was so disturbing, too, when they're in the just like the trench coat and the ladies. Oh, yeah, that's
actually pretty creepy.
With Patricia Heaton,
yeah,
Deborah from Everybody Loves Raymond.
You know who was next to her, right?
Yeah.
Dan Castanella, yep. The voice of Homer Simpson, was there. I saw him recently on a, Married with Children episode. I forget which one. Yeah, so the aliens, they turn into slime.
Yeah.
And then they go into the basketball players and take their talent and then put it into a basketball. And then the basketball players are like, huh?
I love Barkley's like,
yeah, it's not even like, oh, they can't just like make the shots. They're just like completely like disoriented. Like they, like, yeah. It'd be like,
well, just think about Newt during the Batman Forever episode. I think that is pretty much what they look like.
And again, I know the new one, everyone's like, oh, it's just a sellout, this new Space Jam movie. And I agree, it's a corporate product. But then Wayne Knight in this movie says,
come on, Michael, it's game time. Get your Hanes on, lace up your Nikes, grab your Wheaties and your Gatorade, and we'll pick up a Big Mac on the way to the ballpark.
All things Michael Jordan was a sponsor for.
Wow. I'm like,
speaking of Hanes, by the way.
Yeah.
He did a bunch of these commercials over the years, but there's a really famous one. Even Norm Macdonald talked about this for a while on his show back in the day, where he had this really bad Hitler mustache.
Oh, that's weird. Joanna said that was her favorite commercial. She was like, out of all the commercials, that was my favorite. And I told her, I'm like, I don't know about the stash, though, right?
You know, Charlie Chaplin had the stash before Hitler.
And that was the defense that she did. And I was like, well, Joanna, I mean.
Yeah, so did Oliver Hardy.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about. What are you doing? No, not coaching. Not coaching. Yeah, it's just funny. Yeah, I don't know why Michael Jordan. I mean, when you have fuck you money like that, I can see being like, you know what? I'm going to take it back. I'm going to bring back the stash that he ruined.
I just want to know what the Hanes rep was thinking. Like, Michael, could you shave that, please? No, fuck you. This is my new style.
They're like, what are we going to do? Tell Michael Jordan no? Like, what are we going to do? But you know what? Points for him for trying to take it back. It didn't work. It didn't work. Some things are just gone forever.
Yeah.
Like a 3,000-year-old symbol for peace, it is now gone forever.
Yeah.
Including that mustache. Cracked did a skit for that years ago. It was like a skit that takes place in the 30s. This is when crack was still good. And it's about a guy who has the stash.
Oh my
but
God.
But his like coworkers are trying to get him to shave it because of what's going on in Germany. And they're like, hey, you can't wear that anymore. He's like, ah, what are you talking about? I think it looks great. And he's like, yeah, they call it the Jerry because of me. And then they show him a picture of Hitler. And he's like, oh, I've seen pictures of that guy. He's rocking the Jerry. Anyway, you tried, Michael. Enough about Nazis. Let's get back into Space Jam. That is a sentence I never thought I'd say. Never in a million years did I think I would say the words, enough about Nazis. Let's get back into Space Jam.
But you just did.
It's always something new on the show.
Yeah.
So then this is causing problems with the NBA. They're all too afraid to like play the game because their best players had their talent absorbed. And back in Looney Tunes world, which how did the aliens know to get there? That was kind of weird. Yeah, the aliens show up to play the game and they absorb the talent and they become the Monstars. And I got a Monstar right there.
The big I like how they one. All look like the person that they stole the talent from, too.
Yeah, yeah. like there's even a tiny one.
So I found out the reason that it's those players is because they all had the same agent.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So it wasn't even like they were super popular at the time. It was every single one had the same agent. So he got that out.
Some of them definitely were. I mean, like Ewing for sure. Yeah. Barkley. I think Larry Johnson was at the time.
Yeah, I think so.
And Muggsy Bogues. I don't know who the hell the other guy is, to be perfectly honest. The one white guy. I don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah. That guy was gigantic. Can't
huge dude though.
We're like, that guy doesn't look real, he's huge.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're like terrified at the Monstars and they're like, all right, well, we're gonna have to kidnap Michael Jordan now. I think Porky Pig suggests it, right? Someone suggests getting Michael Jordan. So we go to a golf club with Bill Murray and Larry Bird.
Bill Murray was so excited to do this movie.
So Michael Jordan, Bill Murray, Larry Bird, and Wayne Knight are playing golf.
Mm.
And Bugs Bunny kidnaps him. Again, that feels like a setup to a joke, but it's just something that happened in the movie. But yeah, Bill Murray, his whole thing is the NBA, they're lacking talent.
Yeah.
So they should hire him to be a basketball player.
And Larry Bird's just like, you can't even jump. And he's like,
yeah. And then he's like, is it because I'm white? I feel like Michael Jordan's just like, Larry's white. And he's like, no, he's clear.
God bless Larry Bird.
I don't know why Bill Murray is really in this movie until the end where it starts to make sense because he says something that kind of breaks the fourth wall.
I just read that he was originally offered a part in Roger Rabbit and he turned it down. So he was like, I can't miss another opportunity like this. But I don't know beyond that.
At least this one paid off because it was a huge movie. It's not like Sean Connery turned down The Matrix and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And then they were like, leave Extraordinary Gentlemen. He's like, this will be the one. And then,
right. Oops. And
then, yeah. Rest in peace.
That other guy who's supposed to be Aragorn.
Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, no, the other. There was another guy.
He's the guy in Queen of the Damned. He's in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, he is.
And so it's kind of like
right. They started filming with him. Did he get fired or did he leave?
I think they realized that he wasn't like gruff enough. He was too much of a pretty boy.
Oh.
If I remember correctly.
I mean, Viggo did literally knock that fucking dagger out of the air. That was not
CGI. And broke his toe.
That scene where he screams after kicking the helmet. Well, I think he was supposed to scream, but he broke his toe.
He was supposed to be like, I'm sad, but
so,
like.
He screamed because his toe was broken.
I always like hearing stories like that. Like, I typically don't give a shit about celebrities, but when you're making a movie and someone just stays in character instead of ruining the take, I don't know, that's kind of cool to me.
Yeah.
Well, so then Michael Jordan, he goes to like make the, well, first he hits the ball and it's like moving around like on a magnet because Bugs Bunny takes control of it. They're like, wow, Michael Jordan, your first hole in one. Good for you. Let's get a picture.
And then they rip him down and Wayne Knight's like, what? And Bill Murray's like, what did you do with that camera? Give me that.
He throws it off like off screen.
He's now in Looney Tunes world.
My favorite thing is literally every single one of these characters know exactly who he is. Like everybody's like, oh my God, that's Michael Jordan. Oh my God.
So are they watching? Are they watching regular TV? Like, it's weird how certain characters know certain things. What are the rules of the Space Jam universe, I wonder?
They know about us, but we don't know about them. I think it's a little one-sided.
We just don't know they're real or something.
Maybe that's the same with No, because then they wouldn't be able to go up to get Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I can't even.
What I do know is Bugs Bunny kisses Michael Jordan without his consent.
Yeah.
Hashtag cancel Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny.
I feel like he was very problematic in the past.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was, but he's too big of a name, so you can't leave him out like you can Pepe Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew doesn't do shit in this movie.
I'm pissed off that he's not in the new one.
I was.
While they have Clockwork Orange, they have the Game Rapist of Thrones,
gang from Clockwork Orange. Yeah, Game of Thrones, where I think there's a lot of rape in that. They have the Danny DeVito penguin, who is like a horn dog feeling up girls and stuff all throughout that Batman movie. They have so many worse characters.
Where's the line? They have Yosemite Sam, whose catchphrase is very problematic if you think about it for more than a second.
Yeah, but he doesn't. It's just.
It makes sense.
It would have been fine if Pepe Le Pew was just a background. In this movie, he doesn't really do much.
He has one scene.
Yeah.
That's it.
You didn't have to make a big statement about it and then.
Make a big stink.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, the acting with Michael Jordan. Did they have like the ball dangling or anything for him?
I think they had like the guys in the green suits.
Yeah. It was very inconsistent sometimes.
Prompted by this athletic challenge, Jordan delivers a virtuoso basketball performance. The color green is then digitally removed to create a clean image of Jordan, which can be placed over a new background.
It's a hard thing to do. It's hard to act opposite of nothing. It's hard, especially at this experimental time in filmmaking. Like, even the Star Wars prequels has amazing actors, but they had no idea what they were looking at. And like, it took actors a while to until they could interact with stuff and train themselves. I get that. The thing is, Michael Jordan can't act. So he's already having trouble acting, and then you're throwing him into this new technology, acting against nothing when he hasn't acted against enough real people. It's fine for a commercial, but like this was a lot. This was a lot for Michael Jordan to take on, like acting wise, especially a young act. Like,
I think he, with all that said, did a fine job.
Still better than his son. Small son.
Yeah. It's just so funny that they, like, you guys had to have realized that this is not a good idea. I mean, it made a shit ton of money. It's a good idea.
Are you sure?
But, like, this is not going to age well. Like, he's clearly not a good actor, and he's struggling to act through all of this.
Yeah, and also this is the point in the movie where you start to see some of the effects kind of not the really being able to hold around him, off.
You see, like, his like ear and stuff will sometimes be a little too smooth. I mean, it doesn't look terrible. It would have looked awful a few years prior, but
when they're playing the basketball later, if he's moving a little too quickly, his arms get cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
I do love when Daffy Duck comes in as like a doctor, looks through his ears, got no brain apparently, but he's got a paperclip in there.
Yeah.
What does that imply?
That was weird.
I mean, it's just a bad Looney Tunes joke, but
And then he meets the Monstars.
Yes.
And they turn him into a CGI basketball. And bounce him around. It reminds me of the bad guy in Kazam that gets turned into a CGI basketball and gets bounced around. The guy who looks just like my dad. I hate Kazam.
Oh my God.
I hate Kazam because the bad guy looks just like my dad.
You're right.
I don't like Kazam, but it sucks.
Check out the rental review episode we did where I'm very upset that Shaquille O'Neal killed my dad. I see you, Shaq. I see you right there.
He's laughing at you.
He's literally laughing at you.
I know. Fuck you. Kazam demo tape. So Charles Barkley. All right. So this is what's the song? The song is called.
Oh, you're Basketball Jones.
Yeah, Basketball Jones. It's by Barry White and Chris Rock. The Chris Rock portion is not in the movie, but I'm sitting there. I'm like, is Barry White narrating what's happening? He's like, oh yeah, Charles Barkley. He's all sad.
This is my favorite part of the movie because it's just like. Yeah, of course this is what would happen to these guys. They're like top of their game and then literally something weird happens and now they just can't play worth a shit.
There was a podcast. I called into Who Are These Podcasts, our good friend Carl. We were talking about the show, How Did This Get Made? It was a really, really, I mentioned this on Last Blockbuster. It was a really funny podcast about movies and now it's terrible and unfunny. because they just complain about things all the time. And they did Space Jam recently. And one of the complaints they had was that to show that Charles Barkley was weak, they have him lose to a bunch of women. And it's like, it wasn't that they were women. It's that they were children. Right. They happen to be women. It's like, yeah, Charles Barkley losing to a bunch of children is very embarrassing. That's a good way to show how
bad he is. I like the girl that ends up yelling at him too. Like, you're not him. You want to be. And I'm like, shouldn't you know what's going on with him if you are a big fan? Like, this is clearly like a huge thing that he can't play.
Did you know what was going on with Michael Jordan or whatever?
I didn't pay attention to basketball or anything.
Or anything in the news. What did you know?
Hockey, yes.
I knew it was. I followed the Bill Clinton trial a lot as a kid. Like, I was always.
Of course
you did. I was really into that story. The Monica Lewinsky thing, I'd always listen to when it was on the news, and then I was taking notes.
Was this around the time when you were watching Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, you know, I'd watch Silence of the Lambs, and the news would come on. I'm like, all right, what's Bill doing? How's he getting out of this
Remember LimeWire?
Yeah, I remember LimeWire. Yeah, oh, my God! Wow, we really aged ourselves there. Yeah. So, kids.
I didn't say I was 8 when this came out, so.
Do you remember LimeWire?
What did I just say?
Oh, yeah.
Remember accidentally downloading something that wasn't the correct thing, and then
it
was the thing that would destroy your parents' computer, and they yell at you. But yeah, so when you would download a song, it wouldn't be it. What was it? What did he say?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, or whatever it was.
And he's like, but I did download something. You're like, God damn it, I just wanted the Space Jam theme.
Clicking it off real quick.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's like the original Rick roll, really.
Yeah, you're giving me a... Only that would also give your computer a ton of viruses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just brick your computer. LimeWire was so terrible. Oh, yeah. So Charles Barkley, he loses the game. And it's just so weird hearing the Barry White song. He's like, oh, yeah. Losing to a bunch of girls. He didn't really say that, but he might as well.
They tell him to go home, and then they see him like in a psychiatrist room. Yeah. And I love when they were talking to Patrick Ewing, the psychiatrist. He's like, well, besides your basketball talent, can you still make love? And he's like... Yeah.
For kids.
Everybody else was doing the like evaluations, right? Charles Barkley was like in a church, like praying.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I promise I'll never swear anymore. I'll never do this. I actually kind of like that old segment. I kind of like the stuff with the basketball players being like, what's going on? Because if you told them, oh, Bugs Bunny made a bet, they'd be like, wait, what? But we're skipping ahead a little bit. Guys, you skipped over the most important part. They say Michael Jordan realizes they don't know how to play basketball. So then he's like, has anyone here ever played basketball? And then we see her, our queen, our busty, thick-hipped queen walks in.
Would you really call her thick?
She's got thick thighs.
I would say she's like curvy. Curvy? Not like a curvy. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's curvy. Lola Bunny is curvy and she walks in.
No, because she's definitely not thick. It's just like she has like kind of hips. Like,
yeah. Yeah, keep describing. Oh, there she is. There she is.
Just don't.
Why is she posed like that? What is this?
No, see what it is? All right, so I lost the basketballs, right? So what it is, you put a basketball in their hand, and then they hold it. But like when you don't have the basketball, it just looks like they're like shooting a Kamehameha. But then I realized I put her hand like this the one day. I'm like, oh wow, this one actually makes it look like she is posing.
I thought
Charles Barkley doesn't. It just looks like he's doing that.
I thought you were gonna go somewhere totally different with that, because her hands are out like this. I just figured you'd put her in front of like this dude's crotch. But I guess not. Sure, Kamehameha. I thought I was the guy that's gonna make the anime references, not Tony.
So Lola Bunny comes in and she's a smoking hot babe. I think we can all agree. And no, I'm kidding. I just love how the internet, like, I didn't realize the internet, Lola Bunny might have been responsible for some people being into furries. I've heard that. I don't know how true that is.
No, this definitely was a thing.
Yeah, I can see it could be people's gateway. Oh, God. Or people in our generation. Before that, it's probably like the Tiger Girl from Thundercats.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was like stuff with the Robin Hood Disney movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People really like the Robin
Hood. Maiden something.
Maid Marian. Yeah.
She's definitely supposed to look a little sexual.
Well, Sean, what clued you in that? Everyone going, she's so hot.
And they make her basketball shorts super short.
Yeah.
And then she has like a quick one-on-one with Bugs because he calls her doll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she gets mad.
Because it was the 90s girl power.
Well, she whips his ass. And then like to really sell the sexuality, like part of her like tank top goes off over the shoulder.
Yeah, and then the ears like over her too. Yeah.
And she's like,
So the internet.
Don't ever call me doll.
So the internet like really loves Lola Bunny apparently.
Yeah.
And in the new movie, a male director decided he knows what's best for a female character to wear, which I think, I don't know, Johanna, as a woman, how do you feel about this? Because he was like, oh, we changed her appearance. We gave her baggier clothes and stuff because I didn't think a female character should like look like that. How do you feel about a man making these decisions for a female character?
I'm going to have a stroke.
He was patting himself on the back. I'm like, I don't know if you should be making the call.
Was that even an issue? I mean,
according to the internet.
I mean, I guess some people probably would like be bitching like currently if like someone came out with a character like that, whatever. But like 1996, like no, whatever.
Wasn't. So the director tried to get like good boy points for doing that. And then the internet freaked out, but then the internet went in like, so he was screwed up for doing that. But then the internet got a little screwed up for getting real defensive over Holy Buddy.
Weren't they just trying to make it look more accurate to what the WNBA is wearing now? Like, isn't that answer?
Maybe, but that's not how he phrased it.
Also, there's a current like Lola Bunny, like in cartoon. Oh
yeah, Kristen Wiig played her like a few years back. People really like that version.
She's like, she looks like that. Like that's
I don't think I. By the way, I don't give a shit what Lola Bunny looks like. Sure, me either, I love joining in on the memes as a joke, but some people were acting like their lives were ruined. They were like, "What? How could they do that?"
I think she doesn't even look bad.
I took a picture of the toy and I'm like, never forget what they took from
us. People just have rose tinted glasses on. They think this character was like integral to the plot. Like it got them their first boner. Like I don't know what it is, but she's barely in it.
This is the thing where they're like, we need a Bugs Bunny for girls to sell merch.
Which, that's actually a good reason to have the character.
Yeah, but she is, and we realize this, she's like barely in this movie.
Yep.
I thought she was a way bigger part, but I kept forgetting she was in this film, which makes it even weirder that people got so obsessed with her.
Yeah, she's like, what, this scene, the introduction for when they actually go to play basketball.
She is in the training scene, but she doesn't have any dialogue.
Too. Yeah.
And then she like obviously plays basketball, and then there's like a scene with her and Bugs later. Yeah. Like, that's pretty much it.
So Michael Jordan needs his gear. And everyone can leave Looney Tunes world whenever they want, but he sends Bugs and Daffy to get his gear.
Why doesn't he go?
Because we need wacky shenanigans. So then we get to see them on Earth.
Also, there's no pushback on him with helping them either. He's just like, oh yeah, I'm going along with this. It's fine.
Yeah. You should be like, I don't give a shit about you, cartoon.
Yeah, like, take me home.
So they break into Michael Jordan's house. They split up and
Fuck his whole front lawn up, by the way, with Bugs Bunny and tunneling.
Daffy Duck confronts Charles Barkley. Not Charles Barkley. Well, Charles Barkley.
Before we even get to that, when they were looking for his stuff, they barely looked.
Yeah.
They're just opening the doors. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, they're looking around. And the kids wake up and then see them. And then Charles Barkley is somehow gotten into a closet with his short, with Michael's shorts.
Also the shoes. The one was on the floor. The other one was like
That was weird.
That was weird.
So the dog is superimposed in every single shot.
Yeah.
Which means it changes sizes and like.
He got cartoony eyes and teeth too when he opened the door.
It was weird. It was weird. Like I was looking at him like, I don't like, I know this is wrong. I don't like this.
And this is the scene I was talking about. I'm saying this is the strongest creature in this movie because he literally knocks the fucking door down on top of Daffy.
That's right.
It's like, okay.
But the kids help him.
They need to train their dog.
Yeah, they really do.
Also, like, I know we're joking about how everyone's just okay with cartoons walking around. Like, the kids, sure, they probably would actually be okay with it, but they're like, hey, what's going on, Bugs? He's like, oh, let me tell you the whole plot. Don't tell anybody, small child.
Wait. You know what I do like?
That's the scene with the boy, too, whatever, the oldest one, where I'm like, wow, what great acting, where he's just like,
okay. Oh, yeah, because they're like, oh, yeah, your dad's helping us in a game. And he's like, yeah!
my favorite part of this, they're making fun of all the girls' toys, and they're like,
speaking of toys, you know all those mugs and T-shirts and lunchboxes with our pictures on them?
Yeah.
You ever see any money from all that stuff?
Not a cent.
That's why I'm saying they're slaves to fucking WB already, so
kinda,
what's the big deal?
I kind of like, that was a good joke for the adults. And then we cut back to the NBA players and they meet a psychic who tells them the plot of the movie, but they don't believe
it. Yeah, that part's great.
I was more shocked to see like an actual psychic who was right. I've never met those before. And I do love on the way. Oh, there's been this small subplot where Wayne Knight's been digging in the golf course.
Fixing a divot.
He's fixing a divot. But then there's like a huge crater and he's still digging. And he hears Bugs and Daffy walking by. And I love that they're like, let's change the name to the Ducks. And what does he say? What kind of Mickey Mouse organization would name their team the Ducks? Clearly making fun of the Mighty Ducks. Go watch our Mighty Ducks review. It didn't get a lot of views. Go watch our Mighty Ducks review.
Newt talks about all his times in Little League, which, speaking of
glory days,
while I'm thinking of glory days, yeah. I had no glory days in this kind of stuff in basketball, youth basketball. But my parents, I guess just to get us out of the house,
yeah,
continuously signed me up for these sports. First, it was T-ball. Hated that.
Yeah, my mom signed me up for soccer for a few years. She's like, it'll be fun. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, literally. She's like, what are you going to do? Sit and watch TV all day? And I'm like, yeah. One day I'll watch so much TV and then I'll make a show and force all my stupid friends to talk about these dumbass movies with me. My ungrateful friends who don't buy me stuff at Disney.
Anyway. Maybe if you incorporated me more in the parking lot reviews that you used to do, I would have been like, you know what? I really was there from the beginning. I'll help him out.
Hack the Movies got to start reviewing in parking lots after we saw the movies.
Oh.
Those videos are all gone because Blip died and it went with them. Anyway, what were you saying about your
glory days? Just I suck at basketball. My parents kept signing me up for youth basketball. I was picked on, made fun of, pushed around, beat on. Still kept getting signed up for it. I guess the only positive memory I have of playing basketball was in high school when you could just pick any sport to do for a marking period.
Yeah.
And me and three friends just played the roughest game of basketball for 3 months. I don't know how I survived it. We just beat the shit out of each other for 45 minutes. And other than playing horse occasionally, I don't ever want to play basketball again because I'm horrible at it. That's my basketball anecdote.
Me and my girlfriend go to the court once in a blue moon and we just shoot baskets and I'm terrible at it. And she gets so mad. Like, I'll like throw it and it just goes into the woods. And we're like, God damn it.
The only thing I really do is playing disc golf. So basically you're playing frisbee and you...
Frolf. That's what they called it on Seinfeld. Frisbee golf.
I've always wanted to play.
Is that your new thing? Insert Seinfeld in like every review we do?
I was kind of trying to do it earlier with the Hello Newman joke.
This isn't a review. You think this stops at the reviews? You know how annoying my girlfriend gets? Because I'll make a Seinfeld go. She's like, what is that, Seinfeld? I'm like, yeah, it's from Seinfeld.
You don't deserve her.
Speaking of Wayne Knight, who's from Seinfeld.
Oh my God, Newman. He just said that.
Yeah, he somehow finds a way into Looney Tunes world. I guess he just knows how to get into the cup.
Them. Yeah.
I want to know how he fit.
That's a good question.
Yeah, because they make a lot of jokes about his weight in this movie.
This is before he lost all the weight. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, he got a little heavier, I think.
And then he lost a lot of weight.
No, you know what? He was heavier during... like Jurassic Park era. And then he lost a little weight, and then I think he got like a lap band or something years later.
Would this be when he was doing 30 Rock? Would that be this era?
Not Third Rock from the Sun.
It'd
be around.
That.
This is still Seinfeld's still going on, but he probably would have been more on Third Rock at that point. They're practicing their basketball moves, and Fly Like an Eagle starts playing.
Now that Jordan's got his lucky shorts, he can finally practice.
He can finally fly like an eagle. This soundtrack's pretty good, guys.
Yeah,
it's pretty damn good. We're going to pause because someone's typing on their phone.
Yeah, Krista messaged me, sorry.
And it reads on camera.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's either that or you're just looking at the floor.
Hold on.
Like a psychopath.
Sorry.
Very, very, very unprofessional being on your phone.
Sorry that my boss texted me.
At least your phone's on silent.
Oh. I heard you couldn't get one at the tail end of that Batman Forever.
Oh, yeah, it's at the very end. I couldn't cut it out. I'm like, oh, there it is. So back on Earth, basketball is canceled, and they quarantined the...
It's like a hazmat suit and
stuff.
Yeah,
they quarantined the stadium where the superstars lost all their powers or whatever, or their talent.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening there. But in Toon World, they're pumping up the jam. Because the Space Jam is about to start. Pump up the jam. Pump it.
I didn't know what this song was as a kid, but then when I finally found out, I was like, yeah. It's a great scene.
So the Space Jam begins. Danny DeVito's there. You got the memo to be there, I guess.
Yeah.
And they all suck, except for like Lola Bunny, I guess.
How do they not know how bad they are going into this? Like, what did Jordan do when he trained them? Just like do some laps? I don't know.
I don't know. But Foghorn Leghorn gets murdered.
Straight up.
He just gets murdered.
They hit him with like not a fucking fireball to the face.
By the way. Murdered for the first time. I want to make that clear.
Would you say murdered?
That's a Frankenstein Unbound reference. So then they go back into the locker room. They're like, man, you guys suck. And then Bugs Bunny, he like comes up with the idea, he finds a water bottle and writes Mike's secret stuff, and it's a placebo. A placebo is when you give someone that's not the real thing, and it's, look it up.
It's just water.
Yeah.
Something else I noticed during this part of the film that I never noticed previously is, like, okay, Michael Jordan has the jersey that says Toon Squad.
Yeah.
But if you look at all the actual cartoon characters, they couldn't be bothered to write Toon Squad. They just have, like, the blue logo. I guess, was that too expensive?
We noticed it. I think in some close-ups, you see, like, all the words.
Okay.
And then in wide shots, they're not there. I mean, that's how you save money on, like, a TV level budget. But I feel like a movie budget, you could add some more detail there. I don't know.
That's what I thought. But what do I know?
Anyway, so they take the Mike's secret stuff, and it gives them the confidence they need.
But they're also, like, prior to that, the reason why they're already down in the dumps anyway, because they're getting killed by, like, 60 points. Yeah. But Wayne Knight, he, like, sneaks into the Monstars locker room, and he overhears, oh, they stole the powers from an NBA player.
Right.
He gets his ass kicked. He's on fire. He's like, oh, we can't win. Oh, they got the NBA players' powers. And they're like, ah, oh, man. And then secret stuff.
Secret stuff, yes. And then... Y'all ready for this?
Why are you chicken? Like, clucking like a chicken?
Me to do it too. I don't know. I'm just kind of going along with it.
I use the song a lot in college for, like, short films and stuff. I think I did a thing where I went to Bucks County Community College. Shout out to anyone who ever went to Bucks County Community College. I did a whole thing where I did Y'all Ready for Bucks. And it was just a montage of just random shit I filmed at Bucks. But I also used it in a short film I had called Night of the Ninjas from years and years and years ago, and two ninjas fought to the song, and we let the song play the entire time while they were fighting. I love the song. I love jock jams and all these songs that sound like this.
I'm into it.
I forgot they made a Pulp Fiction reference in this.
Yeah, was it Elmer and Yosemite?
Yeah, it was Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam are, like, shooting.
Well, because that's the thing. It's like the first half of the game when they're getting crushed, they're just, like, playing it regular. Not breaking any rules, nothing crazy, no Looney Tunes antics. Now that they have the secret stuff, like, fuck it. They're climbing on each other's shoulders. Oh, they're shooting each other. The Wile E. Coyote puts TNT on the board.
By the way, I love that Marvin the Martian is the impartial referee.
Yeah.
Because he is both a alien and a toon. I'm like, that's pretty clever.
I was going to say he might have been the inside man that cued him in how to get there, but maybe not. We never find out.
So they raise the stakes.
Right, because the toons score like 60 points in two periods.
So Michael Jordan's like, look, if I win, you give the NBA players their talent back and you leave. And then he's like, if I lose, you get to keep me as your slave forever. And then we see, like, this animation of, like, Michael Jordan as a slave, like, writing autographs all day long and then being chained up so he can't win basketball games.
Like, he's, like, super sad about it. And then the kid, like, laughs at him and it's just like, what?
I kind of love the animation, though.
So the stakes are raised, but his team is all screwed up. And Foghorn Leghorn has died again. He is now a roasted chicken.
Tweety's in an iron lock. Tweety's in
an iron lock. I'm surprised we don't hear a guy from the crowd yelling, get him a body bag! Because, the Monstars just started clubbing him hardcore, like, worse than the first half.
Iron lungs. There's only a few iron lung people left.
I love
there's
that like, it's Tweety.
I think there's, like, two or three left who are still in iron lungs. Yeah. Yeah, it's Tweety.
And they have
I lost it when I saw that.
They have
even as a child.
So they get Wayne Knight,
right?
Finally,
because he keeps trying to get put in, but they won't ever pick him because he sucks.
Yeah, and he just gets flattened, and the CGI Wayne Knight is horrifying. It looks so terrifying.
It's definitely one of the most memorable scenes from the movie, especially for a kid.
Yeah,
where he gets pumped up full of air after he gets flattened like a pancake.
Yeah.
And, of course, because this is a kid's movie. I mean, we all like fart jokes, right?
Yeah.
This one's a little bit overkill.
Even Pepe Le Pew's being like, ew.
Yeah. Again, Pepe Le Pew, he doesn't really do much in this one. He never goes after that cat.
No. He just smells Wayne Newt. excuse me. Yeah, Wayne Newt. Wayne Knight.
Newton?
Yeah.
Wayne Newton's in the movie?
Yeah, he starts singing. Wayne Knight's gas as he fucking deflates and lands on a stretcher.
So they only have four players at the moment. They need a fifth man. Who will it be?
da, 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 da.
So Bill Murray's just there.
Oh, I thought it was Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah. It took a minute for that joke to sink in. I'm like, oh, he called him Dan Aykroyd.
Definitely as a kid, I just assumed this was in the same universe as Ghostbusters. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, and Michael Jordan learns. He's like, wait a minute, how did Wayne Knight do that? They're like, oh, it's Looney Tune World. Anyone could do that, even you. And he's like, well, thanks for telling me that now.
Yeah, like right now when there's like, what was it, five? Ten seconds.
Yeah. I don't know. Getting forced into the shape of a basketball didn't teach you that, but okay.
So yeah, Bill Murray is there, and he's got a plan. They're like, no, we're on defense. He's like, oh, I don't play defense. Yeah. But I love, and I feel like this is like the, I feel like this is like a true thing in real life. But they do a little fourth wall breaking, and Daffy Duck's like, hey, Mr. Murray, can I just ask you what are you doing here? And then he goes, oh yeah, I'm friends with the producer. He had a Teamster send me down. I'm like, I feel like that might be how he got in the movie. He was just friends with one of the producers.
Well, Ivan Reitman.
We went this whole time not saying Ivan Reitman produced this.
I
know,
and I was reading even that this is almost like a Poltergeist situation I was reading, where everyone's like, well, Steven Spielberg really directed Poltergeist.
Apparently that's swung the other way now.
Yeah, sure, but it made me think of that immediately because I was reading that according to the voice actors that worked on this film, Ivan Reitman directed them on all their scenes, so I don't know how much truth there is to that. It's kind of hard to find Space Jam info out
there. The only other thing I saw him do when I was looking it up was he directed the commercials that inspired
this. Yeah, a lot of Pepsi
commercials. Yeah, so he probably knew how to, like, you know, direct, like, all the action and stuff, but maybe just wasn't, he clearly wasn't good with some actors, like Michael Jordan.
I just would have loved to see Ivan Reitman's name as the director on this. That would have been insane.
Ivan Reitman, he's directed some really good movies like Ghostbusters and really awful movies like Ghostbusters 2. Now, if you listen, you can hear a bunch of people yelling at me right now. You can hear them clicking, and they're leaving comments about
how
I'm
coming back.
Huh?
Is that horse coming back?
Oh, I have bad news about the horse, guys. I don't know if you saw, but there was this federal program where the government would pay people to take wild horses and, you know, take them in for like a year. So I did that. I was part of that program and I took the horse in. And then me and a bunch of other farmers who participated in this program, we sold the horses for glue and kept all the government money. So the horse is dead.
Did you at least get a nice pair of horseshoes out of that?
I did, actually.
Jimmy Choo's.
By the way, that's a real thing that happened. Did you guys not see that news story?
No.
Well, I was talking about with Ryan the other day. Yeah, so the government, there's too many wild Mustangs, and the government will give some to, like, farmers and stuff, pay them to raise it, so then because the population's too out of control.
Sure.
So they give it to people, they take it, and they have to keep it for a year, so it doesn't, you know, go out in the wild and overpopulate. So the government's paying people to take care of this problem. So the people take the money, and then after a year, they just go to a slaughterhouse. And they're like, here's our horse. So pretty much,
by the way,
pretty much everyone wins in the situation. The horse population lowers. The government hands the problem off to the farmers. The farmers make a little bit money, and we have so much glue.
I also noticed my Jimmy Choo's joke went over your head.
What?
Remember, because he said horseshoes, and I said Jimmy Choo's.
Jimmy Choo's.
You never heard of the shoe, Jimmy Choo's? No.
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I'm just, think of Sex and the City. She wears a lot of shoes.
I got to be honest, I have no idea what you're talking about either. I wasn't going to say anything, but you keep talking about it.
Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker. God damn it.
Oh, because she looks like a horse.
Yeah. Yes.
So with 10 seconds to spare, they're playing basketball, and Michael Jordan, he extends his hand and it turns into a giant arm, and then he makes the final basket.
I can't not look at his armpit in that scene.
Yeah. Pretty weird. But they win. Bill Murray retires from basketball. He decided, I'm going out on top.
He goes out on top like George Costanza.
Yes, yes. And then the aliens overthrow their boss. Because Michael Jordan's like, why do you guys take his punishment? Like his shit. And they're like, he's bigger than us. And they're like, well, you're bigger than him now.
Yeah, but also, like, why would you take the shit in the first place? Like, couldn't they fit, like, an actual, like, cute message in that? Not just, oh, well, now I'm bigger than you, so I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's supposed to teach kids that they have to lift weights so they can beat up their bullies.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Tony knows that one from experience.
Yeah. So Michael Jordan shows up to his baseball game.
Oh, hold on. The mom his wife is like super worried, like, where is he? And then what was it, the little girl? Yeah. Or maybe like the boy says like, oh, he's at his like other game or with whatever Bugs it was. And then the mom's just like, what? And then the little girl's like, shh. Like it's like this big thing. Like, yeah, tell your mother what's going on. Like,
and then this fucking spaceship comes yes. back. And again, nobody even says anything. Wayne Knight fucking runs out. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Jordan!
Great Wayne Knight impression. Sounds
exactly
just like him.
Yeah.
I'll do a Jerry Seinfeld one. Hello, Newman! That's my Jerry Seinfeld.
Hello, Jerry. See, it wasn't even anything like what I just yeah. did.
So you're right. Michael Jordan shows up in a cartoon spaceship to play baseball while R. Kelly sings. That's a real sentence I just said. And you can just clip any moment from this movie and then say it and be like, that's something I never thought I'd say.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he gives the NBA players their talent back. I guess they didn't have it in them all along. It actually was stolen from them.
First, they won't touch the ball, though.
So,
and then he's like, well, you guys want to suck for the rest of your life? Come on, just touch the ball. What do you got to lose?
Wait. So what's the message of the story? Like,
there is none.
Yeah, there is none.
If you have the confidence in you, you could do anything? Or is your talent a physical, tangible thing that if it was taken from you, you can never get back?
Yeah.
Well, there's that, too.
You know what the real answer is? Go to the Warner Brothers store. And also buy some Air Jordan.
And buy a t-shirt.
And buy a t-shirt.
For very cheap on Amazon. And they forgot Lola Bunny,
by the way.
How
could they forget our queen? Our queen! You know, I might leave her on set. This might become a permanent addition to the set. Right next to Milton.
So, what did we think of this wild, wacky, jubilant...
You know,
adults, teens, boys, and girls that will enjoy...
You know what, guys? It's talking about tapes. Let's talk about this tape.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that was from Gene Shalit. How much did they pay that asshole?
Wait.
I was going to say, was he alive when the movie came out?
Wait, can we see what
that... Oh, it's in the other room!
I think that's worth getting.
So, on me and Johanna's podcast, Cat Silla versus the Pod Monster, we have a segment called What Did That Dick Leonard Maltin Think? Where we look up the Leonard Maltin's year 2000... movie and video guide, and we see what he thought of certain movies. Let's see what that Dick Leonard Maltin thought of Space Jam. I came up, I think the first time I did this was on rental reviews for The Blob. I just had the book on set, and I was like, huh, I wonder what that Dick Leonard Maltin thought about The Blob. All right. Go back. Was Speedy Gonzales in this?
No, that's a good point.
If he was, he wasn't like front and center.
Yeah, blink and you miss it kind of thing.
Yeah. He was in the video game. I had the PC game for this.
No Speedy Gonzales, but we got the bull in there to, you know, shoot into the one guy's ass in a scene.
Space Jam. Okay. Here we go here. A high concept movie that actually works.
Huh.
Basketball superstar Jordan is sucked into Looney Tune land to help Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and company square off against a group of space invaders in a do-or-die basketball game. Jordan is very engaging. The vintage characters perform admirably, although whoever airbrushed them had a heavy hand. They did have a lot of weird shading on them. And the computer-generated special effects are a collective knockout. Bill Murray appears, unbilled, and many sports figures appear as themselves.
What was the star rating on that?
Oh, son of, I already shut it. I don't know, 2 or 3 stars. Anyway, let's talk about this tape here.
He wrote way more about this than he's written about any Godzilla movie.
Oh my God, guys! Guys! We can meet Mike! We can meet Mike with the purchase of a Rayovac renewable power, rechargeable alkaline power station. The official batteries and charger of Michael Jordan. Oh my God.
It was 3 stars.
Yeah. We can win a night on the town in Chicago, including a professional basketball game, dinner at Michael's restaurant, and a personal meeting with Michael Jordan or other Jordan-related prizes in the Meet Mike contest. Oh my God. Guys, we're going to win this. Expired
in 1997.
I was gonna say, I would have taken those battery coupons. Expired at least.
Wait, we got more. Hold on, we could save up to $10 in slamming mail-in rebates. Oh my God, that's so cool!
Did anybody ever use these things?
Get $5 back when you purchase Space Jam in any of these 30 Monstar Warner Brothers family entertainment movies. Alice in Wonderland, Alice Through the Looking Glass, The Amazing Panda Adventure. There's a lot of them. Oh, my God. How long is this one still going on? Oh.
Try to see if you had the Beauty and the Beast VHS tape, because I have one that's unopened, and there's a little coupon for Pizza Hut on it.
It might be down there. This expired in 1997. But there's one more, guys. There's one more. Okay, UFO. Unbelievable. Frank Offer.
Whoa.
$5 rebate. Ballpark brand. Oh, my God.
Two aliens on the back.
Get a $5 rebate on your Space Jam video from Ballpark. How? It's easy. Just send us in three UPCs from your favorite Ballpark products. Plus a proof of purchase from this video, and we'll mail you in a $5 rebate check. The only tough part is figuring out which awesomely delicious Ballpark product to take those UPCs from. Ballpark Franks. Ballpark bun size Franks, ballpark light Franks, ballpark fat free Franks, ballpark fun Franks, or corn dogs.
Ballparks are disgusting, by the way. They are like the worst hot dogs I've ever had in my life.
It expires in August 1997.
Good, because no one wants Ballpark.
I'm a Hebrew National hot dog person myself.
When I eat meat, I used to eat delicious. Thumans. Thumans hot dogs are pretty
good. Didn't see that one coming. Anyway.
Have you never had one?
No, delicious. I just didn't think you would like that one. Anyway, we didn't win anything from this, but some lucky fan out there will be able to win a signed copy of Space Jam. Luckily, we had two. A signed copy of Space Jam.
Lucky.
From all of us here at Hack the Movies, or whoever's available when I hand it around to sign. So look for that. Look, Space Jam, I know Newt hates it. Newt, like, really hates it. But I've seen this movie is a very cynical cash grab, but I've seen worse cynical cash grabs. Like, this had a few good moments. It was trying to entertain the parents. It is very stupid. It's not a good idea for a movie, but it worked. This is definitely, like, the right place, right time. I don't think kids now would like this.
No.
No, I mean, they'll probably like the sequel and we'll hate it,
But like, if you're in the right age group, which we were in the 90s, basketball was huge in the 90s. Looney Tunes reruns were being introduced to a younger generation. It's just like the planets aligned and space jammed to make this movie.
I was talking to Kieran about that earlier. He was like, where does that name come from? What does that even mean? But I think you just solved it.
It's funny because they're not actually jamming in space.
Yeah.
It's on Earth. It's just the bad guys are from space. Anyway.
Broke Johanna's brain.
I'm never going to watch it again. But I don't know. I go back and watch these movies. I definitely didn't like it as much as I did as a kid. It's a very stupid movie. But I didn't hate it.
So I have nostalgia for it. I mean, like you said, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
I'm nostalgic for like the hype and the merch and stuff that was around at the time. The soundtrack is great.
Yeah.
The soundtrack for this movie is awesome.
I forget. I looked up they did like the most random stuff. I think I saw like he did like the Hunger Games. There was like other random stuff that he did.
No, I'm talking about the songs. James Newton Howard. Oh. Yeah, he's done a lot of things.
Still, it's great.
That's not a surprise. But the songs on the soundtrack were really, really good. And
I forgot. I was watching this last night with an actual basketball fan.
Yeah.
And when Michael wins at the end.
Yeah.
Here, ready? This is what he said. The final score of the game in Space Jam is wrong. It says 77-78 in favor of the Toon Squad. This should be 77-79, actually, as Michael Jordan leapt from half court and never touched the ground before the basket was scored. So it was actually a 3-point shot.
They won anyway. Who cares?
This movie's bullshit.
Ruined.
I can't. You found an unbelievable thing in this movie. I know. Wow.
Everything else made sense until
I was with it until that. But yeah, no. You don't have to revisit this one. Just listen to the soundtrack and just try to remember the movie. It's going to be more entertaining than actually watching it. But if you are stuck watching it, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
The new one just looks abysmal.
I can't wait to yell about it.
I really don't want, like, I really don't want to watch. I know we have to, but I really don't want to watch it. And yeah, that is it from us here. We're going to go slam and welcome each other to the jam. And I forget the rest of the words. How do the words go? Come on and slam. And
if
welcome
you want
to
a jam.
I thought it was welcome to the jam.
I don't know.
Anyway,
whatever.
Anyway, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Check us out on Patreon. Check out Film Trash Camp. What was it called, Sean?
Movie Dumpster.
The
Movie Dumpster Podcast.com. Look us up. We're everywhere.
I always forget the name of his podcast. It's the Movie Dumpster Podcast.
Yeah.
It's weird. Check that out and check Castilla versus the Pod Monster, and we will see you all later. Let's go shoot some hoops. Oh, did anyone see Looney Tunes back in action? Is that like a sequel?
Oh, Brendan Fraser's in that.
Yeah,
it's bad.
I didn't see it.
Okay, that's enough for me. All right, goodbye.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page. Talking about tapes.